Saskatoon, the Vaccine Formulation Institute, VFI, and the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, VIDO, at the University of Saskatchewan, USASC, have signed a collaborative research agreement to help drive joint vaccine development. The agreement enhances an established alliance between the two organizations on COVID-19 and will support a rapid and unified response to future pandemics. VFI, located in Geneva, Switzerland, develops vaccine adjuvants and formulations under open access terms to advance global vaccine development. VIDO, located in Saskatoon, Canada, is a global leader in infectious disease research and vaccine development and has commercialized 8 vaccine technologies, 6 of which were world firsts. This collaboration aims to develop and test novel vaccine formulations for emerging pathogens, including developing the next generation of adjuvants to help drive protective immune responses. VFI co-founder and CEO Dr. Nicholas Collins said, "International collaborations are of paramount importance during responses against outbreaks. We are delighted to strengthen our partnership with VIDO to develop affordable vaccine technologies that can be made accessible to all." The announcement strengthens VFI's partnership with VIDO, which includes a project funded by the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, to create broadly protective coronavirus vaccines. VFI also co-developed with CEPIC, France, the CEPIVAC SWE adjuvant, a key component in the formulation of COVAC2, VIDO's COVID-19 subunit vaccine candidate currently being evaluated in clinical studies. VIDO director and CEO Dr. Volker Gertz stated, "Preparing for future pandemics requires a coordinated, international effort. We are delighted to further our partnership with VFI. The technologies developed will help ensure a rapid response to the next emerging infectious disease." The research agreement was announced during VFI's Adjuvants and Formulations for the Future Symposium, held in Geneva on April 27, 2023, which celebrated the organization's 10th year since its creation in 2012. Submitted by USASC Media Relations.